Washington. The group of seven, G7, nations expressed firm support for Israel and sharply criticized Iran, identifying it as a key source of regional instability, as hostilities between the two rivals escalated dramatically over the past weekend. The joint statement also urged a broader de-escalation of tensions across the Middle East. "We affirm that Israel has a right to defend itself. We reiterate our support for the security of Israel," the G7 leaders said in the statement. The bloc further declared that Iran is the principal source of regional instability and terror, while stressing that Tehran can never have a nuclear weapon. The statement comes amid a widening conflict that erupted on Friday when Israel launched a preemptive airstrike on Iranian targets to prevent the Islamic Republic from acquiring nuclear weapons. The fallout has been severe. Iranian officials have reported more than 220 deaths, many of them civilians, while Israel confirmed that 24 of its civilians have been killed in the exchanges so far. Iran continues to deny that it is seeking nuclear weapons, asserting its right under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, to develop nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, including uranium enrichment. In contrast, Israel, which is not a signatory to the NPT, is widely believed to possess nuclear weapons, although it maintains a policy of strategic ambiguity, neither confirming nor denying such capabilities. In response to the deteriorating situation, President Donald Trump announced that he would leave the G7 summit in Canada early to return to Washington. The U.S. has warned Iran against targeting American personnel or interests in the region. "We urge that the resolution of the Iranian crisis leads to a broader de-escalation of hostilities in the Middle East, including a ceasefire in Gaza," the G7 added in its communique. The U.S. is also engaging in high-level diplomatic outreach. Secretary of State Marco Rubio held separate phone calls with his counterparts in the UK, France, and the European Union to coordinate responses to the escalating conflict. The G7 further noted its readiness to cooperate on measures to stabilize global energy markets, should the crisis affect supply chains.